and what evil is. What is evil when you think of it in the spiritual realm? There are a lot of realms that we could talk about evil. The Oakland Raiders beating the Cowboys, even in preseason, is evil. Now, that's a different category, a different dimension. We're talking about evil in the spiritual realm, the more serious and obviously far more important realm. So let's prepare ourselves in prayer. The Spirit can open our eyes and we can see what's going on in the context. People, I'm so oriented in allowing the Spirit to deal with me in context. So many wrong teachings are going on, even by people who go verse by verse, but still don't teach context. You can do that. You can teach a book in the Bible and still not see it. And context is so essential. And I want us to see that in our study and what's going on. Let's pray. Our Father, we now move into the serious part of the battle, the real war, the opening up of Scripture. Many people, Heavenly Father, will believe in the inerrancy of Scripture and yet never see the truth. We do not come into the Scriptures, Father, to read into it, but rather, Father, for your Spirit to lead us into what it says and that we can take it out of it. Pray that your Spirit now will take us into the Scripture, lead us on that journey, and open our eyes so we can see, as we just trust him to do this, is why he was sent, given to us. Father, pray that you will protect us from the powers of darkness that would seek to impede our understanding and our seeing of truth. Father, pray that you will give us the peace and strength over the flesh that would seek to intrude and challenge the truth. That, Father, we can see these things, understand them in our own personal lives, most of all. Pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, what have we been in? We've been in a phenomenal discussion, wonderful terms and concepts like love. The love of God. The love of God that he would send his Son. So we're dealing with a beautiful concept there. We're dealing with light. The light coming into the world. And the concept of how light opens up all of these wonderful things that is going on. So we have a lot of things that are here. Faith is simply trusting in John 3, 15, 16, 17, 18. Take a look at how beautiful it reads in our study. Verse 13, and no one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, even the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes, there is the faith aspect, everyone who believes may in him have eternal life. We could even write life up here. So we have these beautiful words that you just pick up. I took a course in college in communication, senior level course, and one of the things in dealing with communication, and I used to do this, just forced myself to do it, but you sit down and what is the motif, the momentum